Yeah, definitely. Now we'll jump down to the NFC and the Tecmo division. This should be actually the whole NFC as a whole is going to really be intriguing because we don't know what's going to happen at all. But in the NFC Tecmo division, you have Miami, which is the return, which they won their division last year, 6-6. You have Cleveland, who is underachieved for the last few years, and Seattle, which really struggled last year, but should be better this year. Honestly, I'm not sure who's going to win this one. It's going to come down to schedule, which we'll talk about here in a little bit.
I think as far as the Tecmo division goes in the NFC, Miami and Cleveland, I believe, are the two best teams in this conference.
Definitely.
So they're definitely the best two teams in the NFC as far as that goes. Seattle is better in American version. They're one of the few teams that's a better team in American version of Tecmo than Japan version, just because the defense is a little bit better. They do, however, have the worst special teams in the game, and that's a huge deal in Tecmo Bowl. Miami is interesting because Miami is a team that I think every year, as our play changes and how good we get individually and corporately goes, Miami seems to get less important and has less value as a team every single year.
Teams are really starting to figure out Miami's offense and how to stop them for the most, or at least slow them down a lot more. So I think in the past Miami's kind of been a monster, but I think unless they get a really favorable schedule, I think those we're done seeing Miami as with a lofty win total each year.
Having said that, I still think they're the second best team in the conference. Who's going to come up as the third team to make the playoffs in this conference is going to be interesting, because after Miami and Cleveland, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Now, over in the NFC Bowl division, another crapshoot. LA has struggled for years now. Denver's actually been really consistent, but we learned last year defenses are really catching up to Denver like they were in Miami. So I expect Denver to kind of fall off. And Dallas, I think maybe they could be a 500 team at best if they had the right schedule.
I definitely think Dallas being the rover in this division is going to hurt them even more.
Yes.
This is, you know, where I talked about earlier, Chicago, you know, it could go either way, the fact that we're not playing with them regularly. I definitely think not playing with Dallas regularly is going to hurt Dallas a lot. And probably the same thing will actually probably happen with Seattle. But I definitely think Dallas will be probably the worst team in this conference when all is said and done. LA should be interesting. They got a new owner this year, and it'll be and some new coaches and new offensive and defense coordinators. So it'll be interesting to see how LA does with a new system going on.
Exactly. So the whole conference is as a whole will really be interesting to see how it pans out. We really have no clue what's going to happen in this conference.